Have you ever heard somebody, if you were asking somebody for a ride home, how would you say it? Say you were out of it.
Hitchhike.
The mud, you gotta push.
Okay.
And if you carried a heavy suitcase a long distance, you'd say, you wouldn't say I carried it, you'd say I. Or would you say carried it?
I would say, I might say toted.
Okay. Okay. If a child is reaching toward a piece of fine glass you don't want him to have, you tell him.
Leave that alone.
Okay. And if your kid's over here and he's reaching for the thing, you don't. You say what?
Don't touch that.
Okay. If you needed a hammer, you'd say to me,
give me a hammer.
Okay. And if we were working together and it was over there, you'd say,
hand me that hammer.
Okay. Cat and tie, what is a tree against which the children can hold their hands and be safe?
Base.
Okay. And a touchdown in the basketball game, you want to score what?
Goal.
Okay. And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And yesterday they
caught it.
And they have
caught it.
And they will
catch it.
Okay. Let's meet in town. If I get there first,
I'll wait for you.
Okay. If you're about to punish a child, you might say, please give me a... If you want to punish a child, he might.
Oh, he might.
Say, yeah. Please.
Please, don't. Give me another chance. So.
Okay. If a man is in a good mood, you say he's in a very good
humor.
Okay. If there's somebody who just won't do anything that you hire for you, and you say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get.
Getting him to do it.
No, let's say you want to get rid of him.
I'm going to let him go. I'm going to get rid of him.
You ever get shut of him or anything else like that?
I might say that just kidding.
Yeah. But you'd say get rid of him.
Yeah.
He didn't know what was going on, but he... this is a tough one. I just forget about that. That's hard to get. And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure...
I don't have one.
Okay.
Well, I absent-minded.
Yeah, or he remembers something you did. You say,
I forgot it.
Okay. I have just, if you are writing a friend, you say, I have just
written.
Okay, and I will
write.
And yesterday I
wrote.
Okay, and I expect and
reply.
Mm-hmm.
Answer.
Mm-hmm. And you put the letter on the envelope, you do what? You put the
address it.
And I want to write. Do you know his
address?
If a little boy had learned something new, for instance, he had learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you ask him, who
did you learn to whistle from?
Mm-hmm. When are you going to Miami? Right now, we're
leaving now. We're on our way.
Okay. And if a little boy had done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, now don't you go to mother and
tell on me.
Okay, and have you ever heard of, what do you call a person that does that?
Tattletale.
Okay. If you want a bouquet for dinner table, you go out in the garden and do what?
Pick one.
Okay. Something a child might play with.
Toy. Play pretty.
Okay. Have you ever heard that? Which one? Who have you heard say play pretty?
My aunt and uncle, my parents too, son.
Uh-huh.
Not a whole lot.
And would that be for
you? More my mother than my father, I guess.
And what would it mean? Would it mean a certain kind of toy, or would it mean just
his all toy?
Just all toy. A play pretty is something.
Yeah.
And do you know what it may have come from, or just sort of?
No.
Okay. That's the book you
read.
If you give me a present,
gave you
that, and yesterday you gave it, and you have
given,
and you will
give.
Okay. I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We haven't gone half a block when it
started pouring.
Okay. And let's see, or when it
right.
Let's see, what start the word for start is B, starts as B.
Began.
Okay. And it has